Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 493. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from X-Hex. This song is called It's Real, and it's a new single released September 5th on Merge Records. I think it may be digital only, but it's a two-song single, and while I don't usually deal with singles, that song is just so good, and, you know, I like a muscular riff, and Mary Timony is all about it. That song is called It's Real, which is odd because it didn't make it to the album It's Real, which came out earlier this year, but I'm very happy it has seen the light of day. Anyway, I got lots of music for you this week. It's all new, actually. So no flashbacks here. Everything out sometime in the last month. Here's a track from the New Pornographers. It's called Falling Down the Stairs of Your Smile.
Like a star maker, that's the Buddha takes the all-night bus. Sister Buddha looking for the thing that makes her buzz. Sister Buddha wakes up far from home, and all she knows, there's an itch that she's dying to scratch. Her face aglows, her skin. Step across the lonely threshold of your selfish mind and embrace the loving goodness of your humankind. And if God won't show her face, fall upon your inner soul's embrace, and I'll send you all the love that I can find. Checking out the scene. Sister Buddha works the catwalk, serves the coffee bean. Sister Buddha ran the streets with all the usual boys, but there has to be more than the girls that fills the circus ring. Step across the lonely threshold of your selfish mind and embrace the wayward goodness of your humankind. And if God won't show her face, fall upon your lonely soul's embrace, and I'll send you all the prayers that I can find. And if God won't show her face, fall upon your loving soul's embrace, then I'll send you all the love that I can find.
And welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. I feel a little self-conscious about that last set, maybe a little bit too much of my demographic. But we ended things there with Belle and Sebastian. The song is called Sister Buddha, and it's on the new soundtrack Days of the Bangold Summer. Came out September 13th on Matador Records. The soundtrack is excellent. It's kind of a throwback Belle and Sebastian pre-electronic sound. Some older songs actually revisited here, some of them showing up for the first time ever, never recorded before, and it's a nice listen. Before that, we heard from the New Pornographers. The song is called Falling Down the Stairs of Your Smile, and it's on the album In the Morse Code of Brake Lights. That came out September 27th on Concord Records. It's a little different from the previous work, but I don't know, it still feels like home, and you know, I'm still enjoying those tracks. That one there in particular is a delightful one. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you here. This is Chastity Belle with Pissed Pants. Welcome back once again to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard A Giant Dog covering Arcade Fire's Intervention, and they cover a whole lot more as they've released the entire Neon Bible album, re-recorded that, and just came out September 20th on Merge Records as part of their celebration. How does it differ from the original? I don't know. I haven't listened to the original in a very long time, but I enjoy this one, and Sabrina Ellis has such nice histrionics on that particular track there, so it's my favorite. Before that, we heard from Vivian Girls with the song I'm Far Away. That's on the band's new album, Memory. Came out September 20th on Polyvinyl Records. That band had been on hiatus for a while, or maybe they had broken up, but they're back. And that album is a solid reminder of what was so lovely about that band. And then we heard from Chastity Belt before that, from the song Pissed Pants. That's on the band's self-titled album, just came out also September 20th on Hardly Art Records. That album doesn't really do as much for me as some of the previous ones. Just, I don't know, it's a better album, and sometimes, as you guys know, better albums don't really work for me. I need something that's obvious and dumb and in your face, and well, this album probably is just too smart for me. Anyway, let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 493. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, some interesting things coming up in Kansas City. Obituary is coming to town on the Granada, actually, on the 10th. On the 11th, Michael Graves is playing at the Record Bar. On the 12th, Guar is at the Crossroads. 18th, Napalm Death is at the Granada. The 20th, Frank Turner is at Liberty Hall. The 24th, Si Shima Miri, I think is the name, at the Mini Bar. Great Japanese punk and a little bit more. On 27th, Matt and Kim is coming to the Midland. The 30th, Leftover Crack is playing at the Riot Room. On the 1st, Menzingers at Granada, or Sluts at Apocalypse Meow. On the 2nd, Shy Boys are playing Apocalypse Meow. That one is in the West Bottoms this year, not at Record Bar as usual. I think it's the Mulberry Room. On the 8th, Cannibal Corpse is at the Truman. The 9th, Clan of Zymox at Riot Room. The 10th, Angel Olsen, Ministry, Insepharum, Helmet, Lisa Prank. Lots of shows coming up in November. Looking at the website, a little bit out there new, I guess. There is photos and videos of that Lover Girl final show that also featured Wiccan the Tricks and Black Creatures. Probably some other stuff coming up soon because I saw 4 shows last weekend and I've got lots of photos I need to share with you. Anyway, I got one last track for you and I can see I'm going to run over in time, but bear with me here. That's a track by Gino and the Goons. Came out September 6th of this year on Slovenly Records. The track I'm going to play is called Glory Days Gone, and it's on the album Rip It Up. I really enjoyed the EP they came out with, I think, earlier this year, maybe late last year. This album continues that, maybe not quite as catchy or as immediate, but it's going to get you stomping all the same. So scuzzy guitars, here they come. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to end it right here with Gino and the Goons. This is Glory Days Gone.